The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out if you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH. I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment of Pastor Andy's Traditional Christian Message, originally broadcast on Sunday, November the 10th, 2024, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a message entitled The Parables of Jesus 3, The Candle Under a Bushel, Lamp on a Stand. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 reads as follows: "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now, as I said in the first episode of this series on the parables of Jesus, the parables are found in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which are basically their accounts of the time they spent with Jesus Christ. And in the case of the candle under a bushel, lamp on a stand, this parable is documented in the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. So I will read each of these for you. As always, these versions are from the King James Bible. First up, the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 17. "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Next, the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 21 through 26. "And he said unto them, Is a candle bought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And he said unto them, Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. And he said, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground." And finally, the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 16 through 19. "No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have." Then came to him his mother and his brethren, and could not come at him for the press. You have been part of the traditional Christian message entitled The Parables of Jesus 3, The Candle Under a Bushel, Lamp on a Stand. I want to thank all of you for joining me in prayer. We will reconvene next Sunday, and until then, folks, stay strong, God bless, and bye for now.